mighty challenge.
Stuart, would you like to go first?
Okay. Yeah, hello. That really got me that time. How you doing?
Well, sometimes I mix it up so you don't go first.
But
why don't we go back to an old habit? Why don't you go first tonight?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll give it a whirl. Actually, I was thinking, is there anyone in Central Park in New York looking at the Melbourneisation of the Manhattan skyline? What a load of pretentious nonsense.
I don't know how concerned they would be about that. Now, where would you like to start, Stuart? That was the week that was Even Stevens 70 Power Up or Rom-Coms.
Oh, my God. That was the week that was Rom-Coms, truth.
I get a feeling you're a rom-com kind of guy.
No, I've got to be kidding. Rom-Coms, I haven't watched a film since about 15 years, I can't see. I liked Legally Blonde. That was really good. And Suddenly 30 was good. I thought they're quite good. And the 40-year-old Virgin, that was good. They're feel-good films, aren't they?
Oh, dear. So you're still trying to decide what to pick?
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Look, I'm just waffling. Okay. Even Stevens. What is the other one? 70.
70. Power Up, Rom-Coms, that was the week that
I'll
was.
I'll go back to when I was happiest. I think I'll go back to the 70s, thanks.
Back to...
75 and I was driving H.D. Holden.
It's 70, not the 70s.
Oh, my God, I forget that. That's the other way around. There's nothing happy about that. I'm going to go... if any of you all
come on, make a commitment, Stuart.
Okay, Even Stephen.
Even Stephen.
Thank you. You're sorry you put me on first now, aren't you? What's wrong with this nutcase?
Yeah, there's a lot of quizzes I get to the end and have regrets, Stuart. But anyway. But why don't you tell us, give us one line, what makes Victor Harbour livable? What do you love most about Victor?
Well, okay. Yesterday.
One line, Stuart.
Okay, yesterday I walked down to Victor Harbour. It's 1.5 kilometres from my house. It's down a hill. I went down and I walked, it took me 40 minutes. I went to the bank, I went to the pub, and I made it. I followed the gutters, and it was quite okay. Everyone's quite helpful. People are very pleasant, and I like it. It's got a good feel to it. It's a nice-sized town. It's only 80 kilometres from Adelaide.
Okay, you've got proximity, but you've also got a small community that's very helpful. All right,
that's
Stuart,
right.
Question one is this. What date is St. Stephen's Day?
Well, that's got one day and 365 here. St. Stephen Day.
St. Stephen's Day.
That sounds like something in England. I want to go November the 1st.
Did you say November the 1st?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Well, hang on.
We're not going to debate it.
I just thought you were going to. I think you're going to surprise me and say, "How do you know that?"
Yeah, I didn't.
That's
bye, Stuart.
Oh,
bye, Tony in Penshurst. Hello, Tony.
Good evening, Suzanne. Obviously, you and I aren't going to be waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch Socceroos.
What do you mean? I'm waking up.
Are you waking? Or you don't have to go. Maybe that you're just going to go through the whole night.
No, my plan is we've already decided. I'm sleeping on the couch. I've left my stuff on the couch. I will go home, sleep on the couch, and I will be awoken when my husband and son come in at, I guess, 4:45 to get ourselves ready. Oh, well, I'm not missing it.
Doesn't your son loves the soccer, doesn't he?
He does. Yes.
That's what I thought. I remember that. Yes. Oh, well.
So, what's your excuse, Tony?
I've got Living on a Prayer as my alarm clock. I might turn that on.
Go on.
I know.
Commit. Show your commitment.
It's hard. I know. Okay. I will commit.
Okay. Good. All right. Don't you chicken out on me, Tony. Now, question one. What date is St. Stephen's Day?
This is a trick question. It's another name for, I think, is it Boxing Day? I've heard on another quiz.
So what date is St. Stephen's Day?
December the 26th.
Correct. It is the December the 26th, Tony.
It's a trick question.
What would you like to do for question two? That was the week that was Even Stevens, 70 rom-coms and Power Up.
I'm going to save my rom-coms. If I have a good run in, that was the week it was, I'm going to get a tenner. I'm going to aim for a tenner.
Good luck.
I love rom-coms.
So that was the week that was?
Let's do that first.
Okay. Which Socceroo scored the first goal against Turkey on Sunday?
Was that I'm going to try to pronounce it. Nestori Irankunda?
Yep. Nestori Irankunda. Well done, Tony. A great moment.
It was a great moment.
Question three. Which school will Prince George of Cambridge be attending later this year?
Oh, my God. George of Cambridge. Which school? So, obviously, it's in the UK. No, you're not going to say anything. I'm just going to take it, and I'm going to say Eton College. I know that's wrong.
Actually, that is correct, Tony. It is Eton College.
Oh, my God. How did I guess that?
You must have heard of posh schools in the UK.
Oh, no. One of the many not.
Question four, Tony. How many points did Queensland score in the second State of Origin match?
So embarrassing. 44.
44 is correct. Oh. So this is what a week spent hard listening to the radio gets you, Tony, doesn't it? You pay attention and it pays off.
Okay, let's keep on going.
Question five. The West End's Shaftesbury Theatre is to be renamed after which acting dame? Dame Judy Dench is correct, Tony. Question six, you really are doing well here. Which Australian phone network suffered an outage on Thursday morning?
Vodafone.
Whew. Tony, three, four to go and you get yourself a black. Have you come close to a black magnet before?
No.
What's the closest
what
you've got?
My rom-coms, because I'm good at rom-coms. Okay. I've got, I don't know, you tell me. I don't count.
Right. Just a note, Diana from Woodanilling says, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, all we need is Woodanilling. Indeed, Diana. Jess in Warrnambool just wants to shout out to Laura and Hamish, who are also listening in the ball. Samantha says, Canberra all the way. Someone says, Tasmania's terrible, don't come here. Goodness me. That's it. Feel free to pitch your place as you ring up for the Mighty Challenge. Yes, someone reminding us that Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen. He did indeed. Right, Tony. It's just building up the tension there with a bit of a break to read the SMSs.
Give me the tension.
Question seven. In which 1999 romantic comedy would you hear the immortal line, barely read it with a straight face, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her?
Oh, my God. I thought I was good at rom-coms. Maybe I'm not. 1999. Let me think. What was a good rom-com in 1999? I'm not going to get this. Oh, my God.
Tony, feel the love. Feel the love.
I'm trying to feel the love. I am good. I'll go Shakespeare in Love. How's that?
Oh, right. Tony.
Oh, no. You build up too much tension. That's okay. I had a good run. That's my best score, I think. Six.
Six is very impressive. Don't worry, Tony, your time will come.
I will hope so. Thank you. Talk to you next time. Good luck to Aussies.
Yes, exactly. Go the Socceroos. Thanks, Tony. If I hear that you didn't get up at 5 a.m., Tony, you will be in trouble. Kylie in Daysdale. Good evening, Kylie.
Good evening. Glad you got the postcard. Oh, what a barrel of laughs. Tony, is the weekend just a bundle of laughs? When you're on, you really are.
Oh, well, thanks, Kylie.
I'm glad you got the postcard.
Yes, Renee got her postcards too.
Excellent.
Because she checked in with me, you know, have you got your postcards? And she's got her postcards. So everyone is happy in postcard recipient land.
Oh, I know. Well, we'll do it all again next year. And I have a school reunion this weekend, as I was saying to your producer. So,
how many years?
50 years. This will be 50, over 50.
My goodness.
It's a big small reunion. The school's 160 years old, so they've got everybody coming. So, but there's three or four people coming in my year, which is the 70s. So we'll see how things go. Yep.
All right. Now, Kylie, let me give you some romance and then you tell me which film, which 1999 romantic comedy it's from. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Look, I'm just going to have a stab in the dark here. Is it Romeo and Juliet?
No, it's not Romeo and Juliet. Sorry, Kylie.
Have a nice weekend.
Okay, see you later. Now, who's got it? Fran from Logan does. Eve from Perth. Lozzie and Huntley has it. Jane was impressed with my impression, my romantic comedy rendition there. Adrian, that's it. Fiona and Cogara, Karen and Mullumbimby and Jude and Olivia and Jane and Di and Annette and Felicia and Ray in the Bay. Well done to all of you. Okay, who is going to have this? Hello, Mick. Mick in Bamboka.
Hi, Suzanne.
Now, Mick, how do you go with your romantic comedies?
Not well, but I think I know this one.
Okay, well, let me read it again. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Which romantic comedy is that from?
I'm going to guess Notting Hill.
Notting Hill is correct, Mick. You must have enjoyed it.
Not really, but yeah, I'll watch it.
What would you like to do now? You can stay in rom-coms. You can go to Power Up, Even Stevens, or 70.
I'm going to go 70.
70, yeah. Brianna in Melbourne says, vote Notting Hill for most livable city. Question 8. How would you write the number 70 in Roman numerals, Mick?
Ooh. VX.
I'm afraid VX is not correct.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mick. Yeah, someone else just saying, echoing the sentiments of Heather earlier. Speaking of Australian cities and towns and which is better, how about this? Everyone who lives in Australia has won the lottery. We have the best everything. Anyone who's travelled to other countries would know that here in Australia we have the highest standards of living anywhere on earth and we are truly blessed. Yes, to that correspondent, I'm tempted to agree with most of that sentiment. Lincoln in Gippsland.
G'day, how you going?
Hi, Lincoln, doing very well. Now, Lincoln, how would you write 70 in Roman numbers?
I know IXV and LX, it's LXX.
LXX is correct. What do you want to do now? You can stay in 70. There are Even Stevens, there's rom-coms and Power Up.
Is 70s like the years like 1970s?
70. That's all I can tell you, it's 70.
70. I'd have 70, please.
Question 9. What is the traditional gift for a 70th wedding anniversary, Lincoln? Come on, Lincoln.
No, sorry, mate. Could not.
All right. Thank you. Anna. Adelaide, its airport is amazing. 25 minutes to the hills and beaches from the city. Amazing wine, delicious food, festival, footy, cricket. Our city surrounded by lush parklands and our coffees are great. Later, employ you to do the marketing, Anna. Nancy says, I love Sydney. Hate Brisbane and Perth. Next two favourites are Adelaide and Hobart. I'm definitely not going to watch the football. I'll just hear the results when I wake up. Who's got it? Diana in Woodanilling, Australia's most livable place. Diana, perhaps, definitely has the right answer. Jess in Warrnambool. Woodanilling could well have a claim to fame for the most challenge winners per capita because there was a week when Diana and somebody else both won a magnet and got featured in the local paper. So perhaps Woodinilling is the smartest place in Australia per capita. John in Ashfield in Sydney. Hey, John.
How are you, Suzanne? How are you going?
Yeah, I'm well, John.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again.
And you. Do you know the traditional gift for a 70th wedding anniversary?
I'll have another guess again. What about silver?
Oh, it's not silver, no.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, John.
Okay, have a lovely weekend. Talk to you next week.
You too. I wonder if any of our listeners have actually had a silver wedding anniversary. That would be quite something. Here's Sian. Is it in Erskineville?
That's me.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did. Some people say Sian, but I'm happy with Sian.
How do you say it?
I say Sian.
Sian, okay, that's good. Now, Sian, what's the traditional gift for a 70th wedding anniversary?
I'm just astonished anyone would get to a 70th wedding anniversary. But I did look this up for my grandparents recently. And it's not silver, it's not gold, because that's like 25, 20, then there's, is it platinum?
It is platinum. So, Sian, does that mean that your grandparents did make it to a 70th anniversary?
No, well, we do strange things in Irish families, Suzanne. We celebrate them when they're deceased.
Oh, okay.
And that's like, for example, we had a 100th birthday for my grandfather recently, notwithstanding the fact that he was deceased.
Okay, right. And how many of you come to the party?
All of us. Oh, there's lots of us, you know.
And you buy a present for the deceased member of the family?
No, we had a cake. And yes, we did all of that. But yes, no one so far has made it to 100, but that's okay. But yes, no, we celebrate the 100th birthdays, you know, about. So Frank, my grandfather, died when he was 88. So we did it 12 years later, yes. And had the family celebration, which sounds absolutely ridiculous now that I'm saying it out loud.
You know what, Sian, I love this. If I don't make it to 100, I totally want people to have a 100th birthday for me. Totally.
Yeah. You know, we had the wake and, you know, said everything that we loved and, you know, Irish Catholic, and we sang songs and sang, you know, recited the poets that he loved. He loved all the Irish poets. So, yeah, it was lovely.
Oh, that's really nice. And as a consequence, you know that the 70th wedding anniversary is platinum. So
yeah, I thought I did, yeah.
And you did indeed. We have a few people. Karen says, my parents had a 70th wedding anniversary. Someone else, my mum and dad made it to their 70th. Yeah. Right, Sian, you can stay in 70. You can go to Even Stevens. There are rom-coms and there's Power Up.
Oh, I love rom-coms, Suzanne, so let's go to rom-coms.
Let's do the rom-coms. Question 10. Now, this one's a bit historical. Which 1934 romantic comedy starring Claudette Colbert as a wealthy heiress and Clark Gable as the roguish reporter she falls in love with?
I feel like I've heard of this, but I don't know. It's an upstairs, downstairs. No, I don't know. I'll pass it on to the next caller, and which is good because I'm trying to go to sleep so I can get up to watch the soccer in the morning.
Okay, you do that. I want to hear that you did that, Sian. You go and sleep. Okay.
Thanks, Sian. Bye. Have a lovely day.
You too. I do have a couple of lines free if you'd like to join in. 1-300-800-222. Someone's saying, my parents are 90. They have been married for a bit less than 70 years, so hopefully on the way there. Gordon in Ballina.
Oh, hello.
Hello. That's you, Gordon.
Yeah. Now, all I can say, Suzanne, is I know what Cary Grant's real name was. It was Archie Leach. But I don't know the answer to the question, so I got to go.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay, thanks, Gordon.
Bye.
We do have a few people who know it. Jim in Campbelltown, Annette in Perth, and Ed in Perth all know what this movie is that we're talking about. Matt in Kelmscott. G'day, Matt.
Hey, how you going?
Matt, well, which 1934 romantic comedy starred Claudette Colbert as a wealthy heiress and Clark Gable as the roguish reporter she falls in love with?
Casablanca.
It's not Casablanca. Thanks, Matt.
Sorry, thanks.
Tony in Melville says apparently 0.1% of marriages ever make it to platinum wedding anniversary. And I'd imagine too, Tony, that that will become less because people aren't getting married as young as they used to either. Jane from Homebush, that's the correct answer. Sam in Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good, Sam. Now, someone texted me the other night and said the next time we chatted, could I get an update as to whether you've still managed to quit smoking?
Yeah.
Yep, you're still going?
Yeah.
That's excellent. It's been a few months now.
Yeah. I've saved a few quid too.
Yeah, a lot of quid. What are you spending that on?
In petrol or nothing, just leaving it in the bank account.
Yeah, all right. That's good. Good to hear. Now, Sam, which 1934 romantic comedy starring Claudette Colbert as a wealthy heiress and Clark Gable as the roguish reporter she falls in love with?
West Side Story?
It's not West Side Story.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks, Sam. Trevor in Croydon Park. It's you.
Hi, Suzanne. Yes.
Hello.
Let's follow up those things.
I can't hear you very clearly, Trevor.
Sorry, I said, let's wallop those Yanks.
I still can't hear you clearly. Maybe it's my ears.
That might be the phone. Let's wallop those Yanks.
Oh, let's wallop the Yanks. Yes, I'm with you there. Absolutely. Now, question 10, Trevor. Which 1934 romantic comedy starred Claudette Colbert as a wealthy heiress and Clark Gable as the roguish reporter she falls in love with?
Clark Gable thing makes me feel I'm probably wrong because I think the actor I would be looking for would be William Holden, but I'll still give a guess at the Philadelphia Story.
It's not the Philadelphia Story, Trevor.
Okay.
All right. Nice to talk to you again. Margaret says, we celebrated my father's 100th birthday, even though he had died at the age of 71. It was a great family reunion time, as well as remembering the highlights of his life. It's a really nice idea. Right. Who is up next? Let's talk to John in Armidale. Greetings, John.
Yeah. Hi. I just want to say about Sydney and Melbourne.
Go on.
See, everyone that moves from Sydney to Melbourne is doing Australia a wonderful service because they're raising the IQ of both cities.
Oh, John. That's a dig. Right.
Now, I'm probably going to answer this exactly like someone from Melbourne because I don't know.
Now, John, are you born and bred in Armidale?
No. I moved there from Sydney. I'm a Sydney boy through and through, and I love Sydney. I only moved to Armidale for work, but I'm still a Sydney boy at heart. I've only been there less than 10 years, and everyone in Armidale refers to me as a Sydney boy. I've probably got about another 10 or 20 years to live there before I become a local.
And still you want to slag off at Sydney and Melbourne?
Well, who'd want to go to Melbourne? Fair dinkum. Oh, and I'd love to write an article on Melbourne.
Oh, all right, John. I'm going to let you go before things get out of hand here. Guys, we're all friends, okay? It's just light-hearted banter. Ray in Yeranga.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah, I can say something about Melbourne. The other night on overnights with Ashton, someone rang up and said that the way you pronounce Melbourne is it rhymes with falcon. and it's like Melbourne.
Who says it that way?
Peter said, I think. Mm-hmm. But and I thought no, and then they said we were all fools for saying potato scallops instead of cakes. And I thought, no, they're the bunch of pretentious pots in Melbourne.
Oh, all right, everybody. Keep it nice. Keep it nice.
Well, they were going on, like really.
Right. So this was all happening on overnights, though?
Well, I got mates that live up here and live in Melbourne. They've been going back and forth for years. But they say Grant and
well, that is the way you say it, right?
That's Grant and Castle and all that.
Oh dear! All right, See, I like a bit of lighthearted banter. I'm just worried someone's going to
Sydney.
Right? Would you?
Oh yeah, I'm all in favour of going to Perth or Adelaide or Tasmania or anywhere. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Ray, question 10. Which 1934 romantic comedy starred Claudette Colbert as a wealthy heiress and Clark Gable as the roguish reporter she falls in love with?
34. That's a long... Not Gone with the Wind, is it?
It's not Gone with the Wind, no.
No.
Thanks, okay. Ray.
Bye.
Bye. Meryn says, my mum and dad will have their 70th in September. They're 90 and 92, still great parents, grandparents and great-grandparents. They have their daily gang at the local coffee shop. Dad gives lollies out to the gang every day. They have a lovely way of welcoming new gang members anytime someone's on their own. They're great role models for us all. Just love them. Says Meryn from the foothills of Melbourne. Rod is on the road. Hello, Rod.
Morning, Suzanne. How you doing?
Morning. Do you know which 1934 romantic comedy starred Claudette Colbert as a wealthy heiress and Clark Gable as the roguish reporter she falls in love with?
Probably not really so. I'm going to have a guess at the only thing that I can think that's even remotely that old. Say Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, it's not Breakfast at Tiffany's. Thanks, Rod.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Mike is in St Kilda. Hello, Mike.
Oh, hello, Suzanne. Hang on a second. Oops, hang on. Just taking you off speaker. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Do you know what this film is that we're looking for?
Yes, and there's an interesting fact that goes with it. The film is called It Happened One Night, and the interesting fact is that it's one of only three films in the nearly 100-year history of the Oscars that has won the Big Five, that is Best Film, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Script. And that was the first one. It's directed by Frank Capra. And the others were One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in the mid-70s and Silence of the Lambs from the early 90s.
Wow. Well, that is an excellent piece of trivia for us, Mike. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And you've got question 10, which is great. Now, rom-coms, Power Up, 70 or Even Stevens?
Let's go back to 70.
Okay, question 11. Which historical woman was born circa 70 BC in Alexandria?
I think that might be Cleopatra.
Cleopatra is correct. Mike, do you want to stay in 70?
We'll stay there.
Okay. Question 12. The successful Australian referendum of 1977 introduced a mandatory retirement age of 70 for whom?
That would be the High Court judges.
Yes. Judges is the answer that I'm going to take on that one. And do you want to try and finish 70 for us?
Let's go for it.
Question 13. Which Middle Eastern city was destroyed by a Roman siege in 70 AD?
A Roman siege. Oh. Okay. I'm not 100% certain if it's the Romans, but it sounds about the right time for Troy.
No. No, it's not. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, thanks, Suzanne. Bye.
All right, bye. Don and Kyala says Joan and I had our 70th back in February. Well done. I hope you got some good platinum gifts, Don. Marie says Sydney's the flashy show-off, but Melbourne has the heart and soul. I always think of that Whitlam song about Sydney. You've got to love this city for its body and not its brain, as they say. Greg and Geelong says, I live in the most amazing place. It has the best of everything. It's constantly interesting and always surprising. It's called van life, where all problems can be solved in the rear vision mirror. Oh, apparently got a bit heated, in fact, with Trevor a couple of nights ago. Harry in Harris Park.
Hello.
Hello, Harry. Harry, which Middle Eastern city was destroyed by a Roman siege in 70 AD?
Oh, Middle Eastern.
Mm.
You know, can I suggest something without committing it to being my final answer? Just sort of think aloud.
You can think aloud.
I was thinking of Carthage. Look, I don't know that much about Roman history, but I think that's North African, so it's probably not Middle Eastern. Jerusalem?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, it's wrong, isn't it?
Jerusalem is correct.
Oh, wow.
Okay, what do you want to do now? Even Stevens, Power Up, or rom-coms?
Can you, because I didn't come in, I came in a bit late. What's Even Stevens about? Can I ask that?
Stevens. Even Stevens.
Oh, people call Steven.
Might be.
Oh, okay. And how about Power Up? What's that?
I can't. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Oh, okay.
You, with these categories, you just have to take the title and see what you make of it.
Okay, I'll try.
You can have rom-coms. That one's quite self-explanatory.
Yeah, for sure. I think I might just go for, I'll go for Stevens.
Okay, question 14, Harry. How many Academy Awards has Steven Spielberg won?
Oh, dear. I thought it was about Stevens, not about their awards. But anyway, Academy Awards. This is probably an underestimate. I'll say four.
Four is incorrect.
I thought it might be. Not to worry.
Harry, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Someone says Melbourne's a grand lady. Sydney's a natural beauty who's let herself go. Ouch. 1300 to 800 222. Mark in Port Pirie. Evening, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Suzanne. And what it is, Suzanne, I think that's the Perth city.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I went to two weddings there because my brother got two sons, and I went to two weddings there in 2012 and 18. And I spent a week there, and I can't believe how beautiful the city is. Nice and clean, and the people are so friendly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, beautiful city.
Now, Mark.
What's the question?
The question is this. How many Academy Awards has Steven Spielberg won?
Oh, I'll just have a guess. Two?
It is not two. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you another time. Now, Peter in Elmore. I do have some lines free, 1-300-800-222. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Suzanne. You've interrupted my speech. So I'm sorry.
Oh, how did I do that?
Because I'm eating while I'm listening, waiting for my turn. So I've just got a bowl of ice cream with some a bit of sliced pear and some kiwi fruit.
Oh, that
and
sounds...
And some sprinkles.
Wow. What flavour is your ice cream?
Just vanilla.
Okay.
Just vanilla.
Yeah. Nice.
And then you add to to it what you want.
Mm. All right. Well, we better try and whip through this because we don't want it to melt.
You're trying to get an answer to the question. Yeah, okay. Let's
How many Academy Awards has Steven Spielberg won? Our guesses thus far have been 2 and 4.
I have heard that. I don't know. Very successful man and brilliant as well. 7. I'll just go lucky number 7.
It's not 7.
Listen, Suzanne, every city that people live in and every town they live in, I believe, is the best because they're living there.
Yeah.
They wouldn't they wouldn't be there if they didn't love it, would they?
I don't know. I think there are plenty of people who get stuck in places they would rather not be.
Well, that's possibly true too, but is that their fault?
Well, that's
I don't know. Ooh, I don't know.
That's a big philosophical question, Peter.
You should be able to go where you like. Yeah, so I've been to Perth, I've been to Adelaide, I've been to Darwin. I don't like Melbourne because I don't like the hustle bustle. Sydney's the same, I've been there. Yeah, I'm a country person. None of them cities to me make much sense because it's just too much. What's the word? They care about it themselves. Mm. Whereas in the country, it's just nice and pleasant, and everyone appreciates everyone else. So.
Ah, Peter, that's a lovely sentiment. Thank you very much for expressing it. Actually, while we're on the topic of Steven Spielberg, I can't believe I didn't think of this earlier. But tomorrow night, we're having CJ Johnson in again to do a movie night. Our whole first hour is going to be about Steven Spielberg and about his films. And definitely by then I will be well-versed in how many Oscars Steven Spielberg won. And let's see if we can trip CJ up. Let's see if CJ will know the answer to that. Peter in Ballarat, hello.
Hey, Suzanne.
How many Oscars has Steven Spielberg won? It's not 2, 4, or 7.
It's not 2, 4, or 7.
No.
I think he's won 11.
It's not 11.
Thanks again.
Okay, bye, Peter. We have Tom in Ocean Shores. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Susie. I rang up for It Happened One Night, and what was that one night to do with the sinking of the Titanic? Was that what the film was about, or...?
Well, it stars Claudette Colbert as a wealthy heiress and Clark Gable as a roguish reporter she falls in love with.
Yeah, the reason I know it because I had all these posters on the wall of my bedroom and in the 90s, and that was one of the posters. So,
Oh, well, that one has been got, but can you help us with Steven Spielberg?
And just one other thing. My dad died 25 years ago, we celebrated his 100th birthday with my brothers and all the nieces and nephews just last year. We went to the pub, had a meal, and then we went and took flowers to the cemetery.
Oh, that's really nice. So it looks like this is quite a common thing. It's not as strange as Sian thought it was. Quite a few people do this. Mm. Okay, Tom, how many Academy Awards has Steven Spielberg won?
Okay, so the category is evens. I'll go 6.
I wouldn't read too much. I think he just wanted a rhyme with Stephen, to be honest.
Okay. Well, I'm wrong. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye, Tom. Sergio in Klemzig, South Australia. Hello.
Hello, Suzanne.
Right.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere else but Adelaide.
Adelaide has an awful lot going for it, Sergio.
It has. Yeah.
Question 14, how many Academy Awards has Steven Spielberg won?
Well, I know he's been nominated for quite a few of them, but I think he's won 3.
3 is correct.
Yes!
Woo!
Oh, I got one.
Well done. Well done, Sergio from Klemzig. Okay, do you want to stay in even, Stevens? You could also...
Yeah, why not? Yep. Why not? We'll give it a go. Yeah.
Okay, 15. Which scientist was born on the 8th of January 1942 in Oxford?
1942 scientist. Albert Einstein.
It is not Albert Einstein. Thanks, Sergio.
Albert. I got one right anyway.
You did, yeah. He's not very Stephen-ish, old Albert Einstein. 1-300-800-222. Adrian Marie, you are absolutely correct. Someone else is saying, yeah, Walt Disney has won the most Oscars, 26. Michael in Berrydale.
G'day, how are you?
Well, Michael, do you know which scientist was born on the 8th of January 1942 in Oxford?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'd like to thank you, though, for the gardening magazines.
Ah, good. I'm glad you got them.
Excellent.
They're going to be of use to you?
Absolutely. I've just bought a new house in Berrydale, so I'm...
Gardening ahoy.
Yeah, it's got the organic stuff in there. It's fantastic, actually. But I'm not sure, but it's called Stephen's. I'm going to go Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking is correct, Michael.
Well, okay, cool.
Do you want to stay in Even Stevens? There's Power Up and there is rom-coms.
I'll stay in Stevens, thank you.
Question 16. Who played Michael Scott in the US version of The Office?
He was the guy that was in that movie He was the guy, right? He was the guy that was in that movie about being a radio star. What's his name? No, I can't get it. But you know the guy I'm talking about.
I don't think I do know the movie that you're talking about.
Reporters, yeah. So that's any hint to anyone out there. Sorry.
Assuming you're right, Michael.
Yeah, I know.
No, oh, okay. No, I think Freya might have finished it, figured it out. Was he in that movie, Freya? Okay. Yeah, all right. Michael was giving a legit clue then. Keith is in Busselton, Western Australia.
Hello.
Hello, Keith.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to know who played Michael Scott in the US version of The Office. We're in the category of Even Stevens.
But what was the question before? Was it Stephen Hawkins?
It's Stephen Hawking, yes.
Oh, yeah, it was. Okay, then this bloke's, I would not have a clue. I'll leave it to the next person. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Kate. Some more people on the line would not go astray. 1-300-800-222. Hey, Lek.
Oh, my gosh. I was dreading this question.
Who played Michael Scott in the US version of The Office?
Can I tell you that it's rained in Burra so much today. It's just been wonderful. And I'm sitting in front of the fire with my cats, my two cats and my dog, and it's lovely here. And all I can think of is Stephen Colbert, which is like 25 ounces earlier.
There was a Claudette Colbert, but not a Stephen Colbert. Is that your answer?
I know. I was all prepared for the answer and to come to the anyway. Mm. I wanted the magnet, and it's cold and rainy in Burra, which is lovely. And
Lek, you'll get your magnet one day, but I'm suspecting not tonight.
No, I'm never going to get one.
No, Lek, your day will come, I'm sure of it. But thank you very much. Let's now try Jeff in Newcastle. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you going?
Jeff, who played Michael Scott in the US version of The Office?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell is correct.
I'm not sure if that was funnier than the British version. Ricky Gervais was pretty good. So,
would you like to stay in Even Stevens or have rom-coms or Power Up?
Rom-coms, please.
Ooh, he's a rom-coms kind of a guy, is Jeff.
No, totally opposite, that's why.
What?
It'll either come straight to me or I'm done.
Question 17. 2018's Crazy Rich Asians is set in which country?
America
is incorrect, Jeff.
Ah, well, thank you.
Goodbye. Here's Daniel in Esperance. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Crazy Rich Asians is set in which country?
Singapore.
Singapore is correct, Daniel. Thank you. Rom-coms, Power Up, or Even Stevens?
keep going to rom-coms, see what happens.
Question 18. Which 1995 teen rom-com is based on Emma by Jane Austen?
Sense and Sensibility.
It's not Sense and Sensibility. No. Thanks, Daniel. We have Jason in Camden. Hello, Jason.
G'day, how are you?
I'm wanting to know which 1995 teen rom-com is based on Emma by Jane Austen.
The only thing I can think of from around that time was a movie called Sabrina.
It's not Sabrina, no.
It's not Sabrina. Didn't think so, but thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Felicia knows. Jim in Campbelltown knows. Marcus in Melbourne. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, how are you?
Marcus, which 1995 teen rom-com is based on Emma by Jane Austen?
That's an awful question. I don't know.
Well, I'll let you go then.
Thank you.
Bye. If you know, hop on the lines, 1-300-800-222. Here's Pandora. Hey, Pandora.
Hi, how you going?
Pandora, do you know which 1995 teen rom-com is based on Emma by Jane Austen?
No, but I'll have a guess at Clueless.
Clueless is correct, Pandora.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I thought that might have been one of the ones that was based on one of the other Shakespearean ones, but no, I got that wrong. All right, no, I got it right, but I got my thinking. Oh, wow.
Okay, you can have, there's one more rom-com, there's one more Even Steven, and then it's Power Up.
Power Up, is that it?
Yes. Do you want to try Power Up?
No. We'll go for the rom-com to finish.
Okay. Question 19. Mm-hmm. Which actor and actress have appeared together in The Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates, and Blended?
Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Oh, Pandora, you know your rom-coms.
I like The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. That's the only one of those three I've seen. Do you want Even Stevens or Power Up?
Let's go for Power Up. Has anyone touched it?
No, no one's touched it.
Oh, well, I'll be brave and I'll do it for everyone. I'll take one for the team.
Thanks, Pandora. They all thank you. Which unit of power is equivalent to approximately 735.5 watts?
A kilowatt.
It is not a kilowatt.
There you go, guys. That's what it's about. Good luck.
Thanks, Pandora. Seb in Bentley.
Yes, hello.
Seb, which unit of power is equivalent to approximately 735.5 watts?
735. They just said kilowatt before, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not it then. It must be... Oh, I don't know. Is it like a standard unit or something?
I'm not telling you anymore.
All right. Well, I don't have any more, so that's it.
Well, that is a pity, Seb. Fare thee well. Harry in the Bay's got it. Adrian in Bella Vista also knows what it is. Right. Max in Melbourne. Hey, Max.
Good evening, Suzanne. Were you waiting for me to calm down, being a proud Melbourneian? Or, as soon as I heard that dingo talking Sydney sort of.
Oh, now come back. Max, we've moved on. We've reached a place of love and acceptance across the country.
That's tough.
Question 20. Which unit of power is equivalent to approximately 735.5 watts?
And someone said kilowatt, and that was wrong.
That is correct.
I wasn't really listening. I'm too fired up. Unit of power. So it's obviously old. No idea.
Oh,
sorry,
Max.
I'm out.
Okay.
Good night.
Take your rage and do something. Go and do some deep breathing. It's all right, Max. Hannah, that's correct. William in Box Hill is correct. Ant in Mitcham, Susan in Hobart, Tony in Melville, you've all got it. 1-300-800-222 if you know the answer. Here's Keith in Sippy Downs. Hey, Keith.
Oh, good evening, Suzanne. This is the first time that I've spoken to you. I've had a few interviews with your previous mate, but the answer, I believe, is one horsepower.
One horsepower is correct. I've talked to you before, Keith. I won't forget the name Sippy Downs.
Oh, it's a wonderful place.
Yes. Unless there are other people from Sippy Downs who ring that I'm confused about, but I think we've chatted many times. Keith, do you want to stay in Power Up or do you want to try to finish Even Stevens?
Oh, I'll stay in Power Up, please.
Question 21. Huey Lewis and the News's The Power of Love was written for and featured in which 1985 film?
To be honest, I haven't the faintest idea. So I'll pass it on to the next person, but it's nice to talk to you, Suzanne.
All right. Thanks very much, Keith. Alex in Collingwood. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
21, Alex. Huey Lewis and the News's The Power of Love was written for and featured in which 1985 film?
Oh, wow. I was going for the power one.
This is the power one, but it's The Power of Love.
All right. But you want to know the name of the film?
That The Power of Love was written for and featured in.
That's
The Power of Love.
Yeah, I've heard of it a million times. The movie. I can't think of it, I don't think. Anyway, the quick comment about the cities, they're all great. You know, you don't have to bag any of them. They're all individual cities, and that's what makes them good.
Thanks, Alex. You're right. It would be very boring if all our cities were exactly the same, wouldn't it? It's all the unique things about each city that does make them special. Right, Joe in Mount Dandenong.
Good morning.
Okay, which movie was Huey Lewis's The Power of Love written for and featured in 1985?
Sorry, can't help you on that one.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Right, Rachel in Canberra. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Suzanne.
Rachel, we are on question 21. Huey Lewis and the News's The Power of Love was written for and featured in which 1985 film?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future is correct. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's down and it's sudden and it's cool sometimes. But it might just save your life. That's the power of love. Yeah, Ross in Scoresby says Huey Lewis actually had a cameo in Back to the Future, an uncredited one. I did not know that, Ross. Right. Rachel, your options are Even Stevens or Power Up.
I'll have to stay with Power Up.
Okay. 22. The Power and the Glory is a 1940 novel by which Catholic British author?
Did you say what year it was?
1940.
Graham Greene?
It is Graham Greene, Rachel. Well done. Staying in Power Up?
Yes, please.
23. Which superhero TV series is based on the Japanese franchise Super Sentai?
Sorry, American film, did you say?
No, I said which superhero TV series is based on the Japanese franchise Super Sentai?
I could see it. Is it Astro Boy?
Ah, Rachel, it's not Astro Boy. Thank you very much for playing. Let's also talk to Colin in Boolaroo in South Australia. Hi, Colin.
Hello. What did you ring me for?
Didn't you ring me?
Oh, yeah, I rang you, but what did you answer me for?
Why not? Do you not want us to come to you, Colin?
Not really. No, I don't know that one.
Right, well, this has all been a waste of time. Is that what you're saying? Colin? Now Colin's gone quiet on me. Okay, Colin, it feels like this isn't working out. Okay, no hard feelings. It's not you, it's me. Let's talk to John on the Bellarine Peninsula. Why is my thing not clicking you properly? John doesn't want to be clicked. Okay, you there, John?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Suzanne. Yep.
It's funny, I had to click your line about six times before it would accept you. Question 20.
The pigeons are not, they've gone to sleep down here or something.
Don't know what that's about. 23. Which superhero TV series is based on the Japanese franchise Super Sentai?
I don't know. I'll have to have a guess. The last person say Astro Boy. It wasn't Super Mario, was it?
No, it's not Super Mario.
Oh, well, good night.
Good Thanks night. For... Dan has it. So does Adrian, Harry, Hannah in Sydney and Marie. All know what this one is. Andy in Hobart. Good evening, Andy.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, Andy. Which superhero TV series is based on the Japanese franchise Super Sentai?
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. When in doubt, always try and remember which category you are in, and that will often give you a clue. So, Andy, there are two left. One is an Even Stevens question. One is a power-up question.
I'll go for a power-up.
You will try to finish the power-up. Question 24, Power to the People, was a 1971 hit for which of the Beatles?
John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Well, John Lennon will do, Andy.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, Jane's right. I just said the soccer was 5 hours away. No, it's 4 hours away. That's right. It's 1 a.m. in Sydney, not midnight. I've got a lot to do in the next 4 hours, I'll tell you. Right, Andy, do you think you can do it? Let's yep. see. Let's see. Tell me, Andy, are you a Stephen King fan?
Not a huge Stephen King fan.
All right. Well, question 25 is this. What was Stephen King's first published novel?
I think Carrie. Yeah!
Very well done, Andy. It is Carrie. Congratulations. You have won yourself the Nightlife Challenge. So hang on the line, have a yarn with Freya, and we will grab your details and send you out your fridge magnet. Very, very well done.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.